December 1. Fear to disobey God. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. There is no carelessness allowed here. There is no indolence. There is no indifference, but we are to work out each of us our own salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Let us see. Wherefore, my beloved, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. Well, then, you say, I am to go around fearing and trembling all the way. Yes, in one sense, but not in another sense. You have the fear of God before you, and you will have a trembling lest you will depart from the counsels of God. There will be that trembling. You will be working out your own salvation all the time with fear and trembling. Does it rest here? No, let us hear how the divine power comes in. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Verse 13, here are man's works and here are God's works. They both cooperate. Man cannot accomplish this work without the help of the divine power. God does not take man with his own natural feelings and deficiencies and place him right in the light of the countenance of God. No, man must do his part. And while God works out his own salvation with fear and trembling, it is God that worketh in him to will and to do of his own good pleasure. With these two combined powers, man will be victorious and receive a crown of life at last. He stands in view of the haven of bliss and the eternal weight of glory before him, and he fears lest he will lose it, lest a promise being left, he shall come short of it. He cannot afford to lose it. He wants that haven of bliss and strains every energy of his being to secure it. He taxes his abilities to the utmost. He puts to the stretch every spiritual nerve and muscle that he may be a successful overcomer in this life and that he may obtain the precious boon of eternal life. When the world sees that we have an intensity of desire, some object that is out of sight, which by faith is to us a living reality, then it puts an incentive to investigate, and they see that there is certainly something worth having, for they see that this faith has made a wonderful change in our life and character. Manuscript 13, December 1, 1888, Sermon, Des Moines, Iowa.